You done?
After the game with the, you know, the shutout and everything,
yeah.
Were there big changes? Did you kind of gather as a group and say, we got to change things up?
Well, I think, number one, we got to quit turning the football over. That's the first thing, you know, throughout the season. That's one thing that's hurt our team. You know, when you're moving the ball, you're doing certain things as a turnover. You know, the first third down, you know, Trevor did an outstanding job of escaping pressure, made a big throw, and the next thing you know, we turned the ball over. And then there's another time in the game we're driving, and there was a sack fumble, and, you know, it goes on. So that's the most important thing, is everyone understands, hey, we got to quit turning the football over. And secondly is eliminate penalties. There's some things we're driving the ball, you know, at the end, and there's a penalty here and there, and, you know, especially in the red area, which are critical at times. And, you know, there's certain mistakes through every game, you know, hey, we got to play better. So we got to put points on the board and be more efficient as an offense for 60 minutes.
After that game, Trevor, he took a pretty physical beating.
Yeah.
Nose was swollen. He looked a little bit disheveled. Would you look to design things maybe to get the ball out center, or just working with him and not taking so many hits? I mean, I know it's not just his fault, but
yeah.
He looked like a guy who'd been in a boxing match.
Well, yeah, Mel got him pretty good on the one. I mean, that was that says a lot about Trev, the toughness and the way he fought through some of those things when you're getting hit like that. So we got to do a better job of protecting him and, you know, make good, quick decisions with the football to get it out on time. And, you know, everyone needs to be held accountable for that. And, you know, we're all in that together. So it's not just one guy, one position. It's everybody, all 11.
Mike, do you protect well enough to play three wide as much as you'd like to?
Well, yeah, I think there's the good and there's times when the ball's coming out quicker. There's certain times when, you know, I think Trev will tell you he needs to get rid of the ball quicker in certain things, and then there's breakdowns and protections. So, you know, he's been hit before when we've been in big personnel groupings and other things. So, you know, we got to just make sure we got the right plan and go out there and execute it the right way. And whatever help we got to give the offensive line or tackles, whatever to blocking scheme, who you're playing against, you know, we know that's the biggest challenge on a weekly basis. The defensive lines these days and the athletic ability they have right now, and, you know, every team's got a couple pass rushers to get after the quarterback, so you try to help as many as you can and game plan accordingly.
When you go back and look at it, I guess he's holding on to the ball too long because of what? Like, what's attributing to that?
Well, it's different every play. I wouldn't say it's every play that he's holding it too long. There's times where there's it's all different reasons. Is somebody not open? Did he miss a progression possibly? Did somebody miss a block? You know, there's a number of different things for every play. It's not just the same thing. You know, there's time he might slide in the pocket when he thinks he can go a certain way instead of stepping up. So there's a number. It's not just one thing. It's not one player. It's all of us. And I can do some things better, too, or as coaches. You know, we're going to look at the film first every week or practice and what we're doing and how can we change, too. It's not just the players. It's coaches, too. I've got to do a better job.
Mike, when you have a number of weeks like this that are frustrating offensively, yeah. How much do you reflect, how much do you rethink what you're doing scheme-wise, play calling, et cetera?
Well, I think you look at everything, every call, every play, every week, and you look at things, and there's always those couple plays, win or lose, you know, I should have called, you know, I wish I would have called this, but that's not the game. You got to go out there and call what you believe is best in a certain situation. What's the best short yardage play? What's the best red area play? And that's why we work all week long, and you study, and the players study, and try to do certain things. And, you know, certain times it's a play that's covered. I'm not going to lie about it. There's plenty of plays I've called in my lifetime that have been covered. So then there's other times where there might be a breakdown somewhere, and or there might be a missed progression. So there's a number of different things. But we look at our scheme every week and evaluate what we're doing. And then each week you go into it, you say, okay, how are we going to attack this team? So that's going to change. We're not a team that's going to say this is the only thing we're going to do. And I'm more than open to, you know, changing things whenever we need to. Even during the middle of games, you do that all the time.
What is the confidence level of Trevor at this point? I mean, I know it's an offensive issue. But do you still see a confident player that's out here?
Yes. Yeah, I think, you know, and there's going to be the ups and downs in that position. It's, you know, you're going to have certain days where you might not perform. But I think, you know, as you guys have already mentioned, you know, what he talked to you guys about, he works extremely hard at what he does. And, you know, he prepares. You know, Billy's done a great job with him. And, you know, you move on to the next game. That's what you have to do. It's the next play. You know, to see some of the things that happened in that game, he just kept fighting through the game. And, you know, it wasn't our best game as an offense, obviously.
Mike, I apologize if you've answered this before, but do you script the first 15, and what is your philosophy behind the decision to do that or to not do that?
Well, I have a certain number of plays you want to run early in a game, but I can never tell you what the next down is going to be. So, you know, you have your openers that you always like to run, but that changes. You know, what's the first third down call? What, you know, and we script all those things. So there's a number of different ways Or you might see early in the game that, hey, let's go expose this. So that changes. But, yes, we do have a good idea of the opening plays of what we're going to run. And then situationally what we're going to do, how you outline the call sheet, the red area, top red area plays, first, third, and, you know, short yardage plays. So that's all outlined. And that's what we work all week long for.
How has Paxton worked getting back to practice this week?
He's done a nice job. You know, he's been excited. You know, he's been trying to get out as soon as he can. He's excited to get back out here with his teammates and do everything. So I'm happy with where he's at right now. Yeah, that's one thing. You know, I think that's why our numbers are down. As tough as it is, it's tough enough to convert. You know, early in the year, you know, we had a lot more shorter situations in, you know, starting out at 50-plus, things like that in games. And now the last couple of weeks have been poor. And I think, you know, a lot of it throughout the year, you know, it's when you get put in third and long, it's tough. And every team's that way. The percentages go way down. You know, each yard, you know, the odds go down. So we've got to do a better job on first and second down, whether that's running the ball or efficiently, you know, hitting a check down or whatever that is. But it's all about staying ahead and down in distance.
We noticed you turned up the crowd noise or music up a few decibels in practice today. You anticipate it being rather hostile Halloween Eve, pretty crazy at Arrowhead?
It's a great place to play, and we all know. I mean, it's one of the great places. You know, every opportunity you get to play in the NFL is a great it's great to play, but in this play, we all understand, you know, how loud it is.
You faced a lot of good pass rushers. What challenges does Justin Houston present?
Well, having played him a number of times, whether when I was here or in San Diego, you know, every time you play those guys, they've got a couple guys on the edge. It's not just him. They've got a talented defense. I think Coach Sutton does a phenomenal job with his system and the schemes. It's always a tough battle against this team, but, you know, he's one of the best in the business, and it's been that way for a number of years, so it's a great challenge for us.
They've kind of admitted, Andy has admitted, that nobody can kind of step in for Eric Berry. It's kind of impossible to play at that level. What have you seen them do when you look at the film since he's been gone from now most of this year that's different about them?
I think Coach has his scheme in place, and I think that's one thing I give him all the credit in the world for. And, you know, they do what they do, and they're very good at it. But a player like that, you can't replace. You know, he's one of the best to ever play the game at that position. And it's every player is different. You have to adjust. You know, and it's an opportunity for somebody to step up. And I think the players, their defense, the guys who have played for him have stepped up and done a nice job.
Jamal probably wants 25 carries and 10 catches this week.
Be great. We'll love it. Love for him to go in there and have a great game. And I know he's excited about it, and, you know, I'm very pleased, and he's done a great job for us.
Like, if people played you differently without the name?
Well, you know, there is, you know, he's a weapon. We all know, you know, when you have those two guys out there, they're two of the best in the league. So, but, you know, I think the other guys have stepped up and done a nice job for what we've asked them to do. So, you know, obviously when he's not on the other side, they can lean the other way from time to time in certain things, and if they're going to try to take somebody away. But we like the guys that we have if he can't play.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you.